This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Battle, you seem hot and bothered. You came in here with, like, some wild energy.
Sorry.
Very intense.
I'm trying to get this booger off my finger. Look.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm good. You seem to be
you're
stressed.
You're tired. Your team won last night. You're tired. Woo! That's fine. There's only so much I could say about the current situation.
Okay.
By the way, this is the Xmas, the Christmas preview show, the holiday preview show, last show of 2023, most likely, because we're both off next week.
Absolutely. You don't sound jolly, though. I'm concerned.
2022. I'm sorry. Last show of 2022. I'm not jolly. First, I've been dealing with something, whatever. I can't talk about that. It's a nice tease, right?
You have a lot of things going on.
I do. And I'm exhausted as a result. I have a sinus migraine that I dealt with all weekend out of sheer frustration. The kid is still sick. Jeez. The wife is still sick. The wife is somehow more sick than Harrison, even though she got it from Harrison.
That's annoying.
He's doing better. We don't have to put the warm compress on his eyes anymore. They're not as swollen shut anymore in
what
the morning
happening?
To get the goop out of his eyes so he can open his eyes. But she's just... Whatever they have, I'm immune to. It's not RSV because the eye thing is not a symptom of that.
Do you hang around your family often?
I try to socially interact with them as little as possible.
Is it like virtual? Are you like FaceTiming them?
I'd love to do that. Just in the basement.
Are you just texting?
Just FaceTime them.
How are you never getting what they get?
I don't know. I must have gotten it before. And you know what I mean? I just don't. I'm immune to it. I don't know. I get
it. You're
like
a father
disease.
In the 50s, like very hands off.
Just for slaps. I'm there for punishment.
I'm there for slaps.
And striking them. No, I feel terrible. She's got, I mean, look, hopefully he's better by his birthday is also Christmas. We'll get to that coming up. I feel bad for her because she can't sleep because she's coughing all night, even though we give her NyQuil. That's not, so my whole house is just, you hear this. Like just the coughing and the whining from both of them. I feel fine. I'm just tired and aggravated because Friday I leave work. I park out here on the street on Chestnut Street, right? We're in Center City, Philadelphia, very populated area. Not a lot of places to park, but I always find a spot. You know, I pay the meter. My tax dollars pay for the road. I pay the meter.
Oh, God.
So I'm double dipping there on the part of the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This wonderful city. I walk out on Friday night, probably a little 6 o'clock. Freezing cold, dark out, no car.
No car?
Car's gone.
Shut up.
Car's gone. So what do you think happened? If that was you, what would you think happened?
I thought maybe I got towed. Like PPA or dicks, right?
I first went to car got stolen. But I'm like, well, wait a minute. I have an alarm on my car.
Mm-hmm.
I arm it. It's a stick shift. It's a manual transmission. Nobody knows how to drive those anymore. It's the automatic anti-theft device.
Right.
Nobody's going to steal a car with a manual transmission. And this is not a bad part of town.
No.
I know crime is escalated here because the people in charge like think it's a good idea to let murderers and rapists out of prison and not charge anyone. So that's my first thought. I'm looking around. There's no signage that I can't park there. Whatever. There is a sign, however, from the PPA saying, if you're towed, call this number. Mm-hmm. But there's no way to let you know that you got towed, right? Other than your car is gone.
You have to just find out. Yeah.
It's gone.
Happy hunting. Yeah.
I call my wife and I'm like, I think my car got stolen. She's like, it's not there. I'm like, it is not there.
Oh, my God.
She's like,
of course this happens to you.
And of course, she's like, you have horrible luck. I'm like, I know.
You truly do.
So did it get stolen or was it towed? And she brings it up and she's very calm, even keeled, trying to calm me down because I'm like having this Michael Douglas falling down moment, right? This is where it begins. This is the end. This is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on a rampage. I call the number. Of course, this is my first foray into the bureaucratic vortex black hole that is every governing body, city, state, federal. What are you going to do? Right. You try to reach out. You try to call this. This is why I don't want these idiots running anything. You call this number. You get this automated message. You have to sit on the phone for 5 fucking minutes before you can push a number. So here's a pro tip. Just hit 0. Usually it'll take you to somebody to talk to.
Okay.
Which I did. And it just said, enter your number and we'll call you back. Like 7 o'clock on a Friday night.
And you just like on like the street curb? Or
I'm just on the street. Right. I'm sitting outside.
So it's Friday night, 6 yes. p.m. It's already dark out. It's cold. And you're just on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Calling this hotline, trying to locate your car. And you don't even know if it even got towed.
Correct.
Got it. Okay,
so before I call the police, I have to call the tow people to see, like, do you have my car there?
Wow.
Did you tow my fucking car?
Right.
You vultures. So
I'm just picturing this and
I enter my number for them to call me back. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And they go, thank you. Goodbye. Like the automated message. Right. All right. So now I'm on my phone. Look, I call my wife, tell me, hey, I called, left my number. I'm stuck in the city. All these things are going through your head. How am I going to get home? You know, how am I going to
Uber? Right.
Well, I could hop on a train and then have her pick me up from the Wing train station, whatever. I don't know. Cause 30th Street station is across the street.
Right.
That'd be the most economical way, but I have to sit there for 30 minutes waiting for another fucking train to come by. So all these things are going through my head. I was supposed to meet up with Crazy Ed to have some beers, blow some steam.
I'm like, I'd be most mad about that.
Now this is ruined. Yeah. I'm never going to.
He's a good time.
So as I'm looking up the number to call, like you don't call 911 in those situations. You just call the police department.
Right. A
non-emergency number.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to get home to see my kid. Can't do that. By the way, I've got toys in the trunk of my car. Some were for Harrison for Christmas. Some are to donate to Toys for Tots. That's
really?
Gone.
That's the most shocking thing out of the story.
Don't tell anyone I'm a very nice guy.
That's the most shocking thing. Wow. I am floored about this. You're right. What?
Don't get to see my kid go to sleep because I'm dealing with. Okay. So I'm looking up the number to call the police department.
Uh-huh.
Phone rings. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that they called back so quickly. The PPA, Philadelphia Parking Authority.
Yeah.
Right. Which is notorious. This infamous
there
organization.
There are shows about it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like you and I, who are not from Philly, I knew about the PPA. It's when I lived in Boston, when I lived in Western New York, Buffalo, Rochester, that's how bad they are. I shouldn't know who these people are.
I've had several run-ins with the PPA. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's never a good exchange. No.
And I had to give him my license. The guy was very nice, surprisingly. License plate, make and model of the car. He's like, yes, we did tow your car. I'm like, can you tell me why? Like, success here, you parked in a handicapped spot. Like, I did not park in a handicapped spot.
No, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
I parked there at spot all the time.
What?
There's no handicap signage there. Uh-huh. There's no handicap. There's no blue handicap. My father was handicapped. I don't park in handicapped spots intentionally, right?
Right.
So either they just slapped a tow sticker. This is what they do here. They slap a tow sticker on your car that never comes off, come to find out. On your back windshield. It's a big orange sticker that just says tow. It's still partially on my car. Yeah. So, and some other cosmetic damage to my car because it's a parallel parking spot. I don't know how they got it out of there. Call an Uber, head to South Philly. Like, you got to go pick up your car. You can do it tonight. $175 tow charge, $301 fine.
Stop.
For parking in a handicapped spot, $30 storage fee.
What?
And which keeps going up every day. You don't pick up the car. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go tonight just to save the $30. So I go, what time you open till? He's like, 3 a.m. I'm like, I'm on my way, asshole. I'll see you soon. He's like, I'm not there, sir. I'm like, well, have a Merry Christmas. Hang up the phone. Immediately call an Uber. Shoot to South Philly. Gemma took me to the wrong lot. Of course, because nobody does their job anymore.
Damn it, Gemma.
She goes, she takes me to the Amazon in South Philly, the Amazon warehouse lot. She's like, it's the same lot. I go, it's not the same lot. We're in the Amazon employee lot right now. She goes, I've been here before. You said you've never been here before. How do you know where to go? I go, because I'm looking at your GPS from the back seat, and it's saying to go down another couple of blocks. That's why. Oh, okay. You're right. Yeah, we're in the wrong spot. Like, 5 minutes gone. At this point, every minute, like blood vessels are bursting in the side of my brain. This is why I still have a migraine, a sinus migraine. Now, just imagine dealing with people at the PPA lot. Just imagine the DMV, your worst experience at a DMV, and a million times worse at 7 o'clock on a Friday night.
The last place you want to be on earth, I'm pretty sure.
You got to wait in line.
There's a line at that time?
Oh, there's a line. Oh, there's a line.
God.
Wait in line. Go up. Hey, you towed my car. All right, what's the license? All that stuff. He says, yeah, we have it. I go, okay. Get it out. Let me have it. I'm like, what is... I need your license. I need your registration. I need your insurance. I go, well...
It's all in the car.
The insurance, right? And my registration info is in my car, like, where every other fucking human being keeps it. Which you towed. And is back in some lot here. Like, okay, and he sighs and gives me the info, and I got to go outside, wait in line outside for the parking attendant to come back. There's like two people in front of me. Finally get to him, you hand him a slip, he has to escort me to the car, and I'm like I'm checking the sight lines, like, I have my car keys on me, he lets me come into my car to get the info out of my car. I'm like, can I just leave?
Gun it.
Yeah. Cannot do that. There is one way in and one way out. I scoped it out on my way. And it's covered in barbed wire. It's like a scene from RoboCop. Escorted back into the area. Uh-huh. Wait in line again. Get back to the guy. Hand him my info. Mm. All right. He goes, okay, well, you're going to have to pay the tow fee. I go, I'm disputing the charge. I'm appealing this. I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
It was not a handicapped spot. He goes, well, and this is where the PPA is. This is why everyone refers to them as Nazis and vultures, because they do this. And now you're just guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
And now I'm stuck in this vortex. Oh, I'm going to appeal.
Sure.
I've already contacted my lawyer. I may sue.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet, but I may sue. I've an itemized expenses, $175. You will reimburse me the $175. You will reimburse me the $26.62. I'm not going to put the tip on there. For Uber. Okay. I don't expect you to reimburse me for the tip.
Yeah.
The $15 to get my car washed and detailed to try to clear this stuff off. The cosmetic damage to my vehicle.
So
which
is
still
to?
Not off. Huh?
What's it up to? Like, what's the total about?
Total? $500.
$500. And during Christmas, like, that sucks to lose $500 at any point in time, but like.
Right. Well, I told him, I'll pay the tow fee. I'll get it reimbursed anyway. I'm not worried about that. I've got the money. He goes, well, you can't pay it here. You have to go over there. So I have to go around.
And a whole new line?
Wait in a different line.
My God.
Give her the info to pay. Who, by the way, gave me the finger. Not the middle finger, but gave me like the wait a second.
Oh.
So she can answer her cell phone and talk to her girlfriend. I'm serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are just boiling inside.
Dude.
I'm picturing like the scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where Steve Martin's like, I'll take a fucking camera. Yes. I'll take a fucking Toyota, a fucking Dodge, four fucking wheels. That's you.
You could start by wiping that fucking grin off your fucking face. There was no grin on her face, though, or else I would have gone into that soliloquy.
What time did you finally get home? And was it in your car? Or were you Ubered home?
I got the car.
You got the car.
I got the car.
And you got home when?
This is the best part of the car. I had to pay that. She's like, okay, now you have to go back in the other line after I paid and show him the receipt so he can fill out some paperwork.
Uh-huh.
We could all just, you can consolidate all of this down into one line. Yeah, I don't understand what the hopping back in lines and waiting in lines at 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
Just to make sure you truly hate yourself.
Yes. Well, everything is a barrier now in my life. There's an impediment to everything. Hey, I'm trying to give you money so I can have a hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to overcharge you for the burger and we're going to stomp on it for a little bit and then throw it at you. That's how my life is right now. Nothing is easy. I'm losing it.
Mm.
Okay. The only sanity in my life is my wife and my child.
Yeah.
Right. And they are sick.
And I got nothing.
So I'm not immune from the aggravation of being upset that they are sick.
Yeah. This is no longer a podcast. This is an official therapy session. This is event.
My God.
You need this.
I go outside and I have to hand this guy, this piece of shit parking attendant, a slip of paper. These are all facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hand him the slip and he just starts walking. By the way, it's windy outside. If you don't remember how awful it was on Friday night.
It was.
It's dark. It's windy. It's like 20 degrees.
Was it raining too? Is it raining?
It started raining later.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's windy and he's got one of these scan things on the slip of paper I sent him.
Uh-huh.
He's got one of those handheld scan things. He's got to scan the info on the paper that I gave him. And he's doing this. And the wind is like doing that so it's not flat. I go, put it on the side of the building. Like, you're flattening it out. What are you doing? Obviously, we're not dealing with highly educated people here. Or else they wouldn't be working at a tow lot at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. And I go, do I keep that paper? He goes, no, it's mine. I go, okay. Am I done here? Can I walk to my car? He's like, I have to escort you. So this sloth is like, you know, lumbering through the parking lot, nowhere. Right. Yeah. And I'm the speed walker. So I get to the car and I just get in. I'm not waiting for him. I have the keys. Fuck him.
Like, what else? What else do you have to do?
And I go, then there's something on my front windshield. And I grab it. I go, what's this? And I'm doing this to him. He's like, that's trash. You can keep it.
That's trash.
I go, oh, okay. It wasn't trash. It was like my info on it and everything under the windshield wiper. He goes, that's trash. You can toss that. I go, ooh, can you sign it? I'll go home and I'll put it on my refrigerator, please. He said, get out of here. So I get in the car and then he's standing there. And I realize that he has to escort me out of
what do you mean, of
the lot. Like, he's not going to go back to his little booth.
He has to, like, unlock the door, like, unlock the gate.
So he follows me out, and he has to unlock the gate.
Oh, my God.
Or
what a process.
Dude. So I realize that he is standing there, and it's freezing outside, and I see the snot coming down his nose.
So you took your time.
I took my damn time.
Wow.
And I sat there, and I'm like, ooh, it's cold.
Passive-aggressive.
Right, let me call Ed. Let me tell my wife everything's okay. Let me call Ed. Yeah, so I'm just sitting there, just talking on the phone in my car.
Oh, my God.
He leans down, and he kind of does this with his arms, like, what's going on? What are you doing? And I just kind of give him the,
my God,
the nod and like the 1 minute, just 1 minute motion
just,
with my
just
hand.
Just a second, sir.
Proceed to talk on the phone for another 10 minutes. I almost called you. If I knew you would answer, I would have called my mom, check it in, see how she's doing.
Oh, my God.
Just so this guy can sit outside and hopefully get the flu.
This is truly what the holidays are all about.
And I was out of there. So, that's where we are. I've written a letter to dispute. You're fucking with the wrong guy. You are fucking with the wrong guy.
Absolutely.
I've documented everything.
So weekend was good? Weekend was good? Jesus.
I'm sorry to go on a rant there. I couldn't get home to my kid. On a Friday night.
No, I
they ruined Christmas for some kids because I wasn't able to drop off the Toys for Tots. It's the PPA's fault.
I still can't believe that. Wait, are you going to eventually donate these toys?
Yeah. Yeah. But they might not get them in time now.
Yeah, that's
true. You know
true.
What I mean?
It's true.
I mean, what is it? It's the 19th. Jeez, you know, there's a lag.
Or do you have to return them to pay for your car? Poor kids.
Start a GoFundMe campaign. But these people, it's a scam. I looked online. It is a scam of them just slapping a toe.
Of course.
On your toe sticker.
If they you park just, there every day, it's not handicapped.
They can indiscriminately do this. They can just slap a toe sticker on your car. Somebody comes
around.
You know, Bobo comes around with his fucking tow truck. Big tough guys. Right. Towing whomever. and slap you a ticket on top of it for a parking violation.
Mm.
The woman in front of me, in fact, had to step out of line in the payment line because she had to move money around. She couldn't afford to pay for the tow. That's who these people are. They do not care.
How much of a treat were you when you finally got home?
Oh, I went straight to the bar.
Oh, I want to get home to my wife and kid. Nah, just kidding. Going well, he had right to the bar.
It was too late.
It was too late at that point.
He was already
right.
Asleep at that point. She's,
and you were like, you know what?
Passing out on the
couch.
Chow,
I love you, but I'm better served here at the bar.
It'd be better for everyone
if I go here. Everyone involved if we
have an adult beverage and
plus,
calm down a bit.
You've been sick and I haven't been around you in weeks anyway. So what's one more night, you know? What's one more? All right. Well, you know, after the break, we'll talk about, you know, our kids.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Fatherhood. Yeah. We'll talk about that next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Well, I'm glad you seem to be better after you got that off your chest. You know, I feel...
I feel good.
Good.
I feel good. Now, Christmas is coming. It's also Harrison's birthday.
That's right.
So it's tough for us. It's tough for her, I should say. She takes care of everything and I Venmo her.
Is it tougher or easier? You know...
No.
It's tougher,
it's
huh?
It's tougher because...
How so?
Well, we're going to do his birthday on Christmas Eve, we decided.
Oh, I see.
And Christmas is Christmas.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do, I think, moving forward. Because doing both...
Last year,
it was his first Christmas, right. Technically his second Christmas, but he was born on his first Christmas, so that doesn't count.
Right.
He didn't get us anything. Come on. So I think we did Christmas in the morning, and then in the afternoon it was his birthday. It's just too much.
Hmm.
If you want to make it special, it's too much.
So what are you doing Christmas Eve then? Slash his birthday.
This day? This year?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Saturday.
I'm going to do what she tells me to do.
And Venmo, whatever it costs.
That's right. I think we're going to have a Elmo birthday party for him.
Oh, that's
he
cool.
seems to like Elmo. That's his big thing now is Elmo.
Mm. Elmo.
Really?
He says Elmo. He says trash trucks are a big thing for him. He loves garbage trucks. In fact, he will point at the screen and hand me the remote and say, trash truck, trash truck, trash truck. So he wants to watch this endless loop on YouTube of garbage trucks picking up trash.
Yeah. Kira watches the weirdest stuff on YouTube too. Like demonstration videos of like people playing with Play-Doh. I'm like, Kira, we have Play-Doh. We can play it ourselves. But she watches other people do it.
It might be just a two-year-old thing.
Might be.
Of watching other people do things and they're kind of gleaning something from that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, garbage. Do we call them garbage men? Waste management officers.
What's is that like a new thing in 2022? Is it not politically correct to call them garbage men?
Yeah, it just seems a little pejorative.
That is what they do.
It is. But you don't call the janitor or the shit cleaner.
They do more than that.
Right.
God damn it.
Anyway, I'm like, this is fine. Watch this, but set your sights a little higher. You don't have to choose this as a career path, but it's fun to watch. It's just satisfying for him. I don't know.
So yeah.
We're getting him like, you know, what are the bigger Legos? Because he's going to be two. He can't have the
right,
small
the
Legos.
Small ones. Yeah. I don't know.
Dulos, something
she's
like that.
She's got every time
Dulos
we're out,
garbage trucks.
She gets something like it's Christmas every day. Like, I feel like when we go to Target, we go even to Wegmans, like the grocery store. She's getting a toy.
Yeah. That's your fault.
It is my fault. No, I totally like. I will actually put something in front of her and like make her like it so I can buy it for her. Like I'm insane.
You're spoiling her.
Oh, for sure. But so, here's the thing, though. Since she is only two, you know, things I got her 3 weeks ago, I'm gonna wrap up and put it under the tree for Christmas, and it'd be like new all over again. You know, I think it's fine. She gets stuff all the time. She doesn't remember half the stuff she gets.
You know what? Not a bad idea. Maybe I should do that with his birthday gifts.
That's
just
what I'm
re-wrap
saying.
For Christmas.
They'll have no idea. You put some wrapping paper on it, it's new all over again. They're two. They don't know.
I think they enjoy just ripping something open.
That's what I'm saying.
So did you get all your Christmas shopping done at Wegmans then?
No. Kalina did a bunch. I'm going to go out this week and get, you know, a bunch of other stuff. We actually took her to Five Below over the weekend and let her pick a bunch of stuff out, which, like I said, we'll wrap up. Like, she doesn't remember what she picked out. You know what I mean?
I like that idea.
She walks around with a shopping cart and she likes to pick out items. It's really adorable to watch her little wheels turn and see what catches her eye and what she thinks, because she understands the concept of putting stuff in the cart and then those things will pay for and bring it home. So she understands all of that.
Daddy will pay for these if
Daddy,
I put this
yes,
here.
Yes, if I put it in this cart.
Right. Dad pays for it.
Dad. Yes. Yeah, she's bleeding me dry. It's great. But it's really cute to watch her. So she doesn't have any of those things now. We brought her home. She went and took a nap. And those things will wrap up or put it in her stocking and stuff like that. So I think we got most of the shopping done, but I'm going to go to Target or, you know, a few other spots and kind of, you know, last minute get a whole bunch of things. She's into Bluey. She likes Bluey. She likes Snoopy. Toy Story, of course.
Yeah, I don't know what Bluey is.
It's one of the cartoons. There's a bunch. I don't know. It's whatever the flavor of the week is. One week it's Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
The next week it's Bluey. You know, then it's Blue's Clues again. So I have no idea what the flavor is, but we'll see.
Not trash trucks.
Not trash trucks. Although she does like the trucks that she has like in her playroom. She likes to put She likes to put toys in the trash truck and then drive them around. Like she has like the Toy Story figurines.
Yeah.
She likes to put them in the back of the dumpster.
Yeah.
And then ride them around. And
yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. So she loves all that.
Does she do the thing that Harrison does when I'm holding him, if he has a car or a truck in his hand and he's just kind of doing it along my face in my head?
What do you mean?
Well, he likes to put things into tracks now. We have like car tracks for him, and sometimes if a car takes us off that, it's not following a track, he'll just like go over my head. No?
She's not done that to me yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure that's next. I'm sure it's coming soon.
Has she met Santa?
She just did meet Santa, actually. We have the photos to prove it. You know, she was fine with Santa initially when mommy and daddy were in the photo. And Santa gave her a candy cane, was all about Santa. And
nice.
Then mommy and daddy kind of like went away for a second to just get Kira photo. And she lost it. We had like the classic photo of her just melting on Santa's lap. She's pointing. She's like reaching for us.
Yeah.
She looks like she's in agony. And I was like, well, some therapy will figure this out for you. Don't worry. I mean, it'd be weird if she wasn't scared, right? I mean, it's some guy in a red jumpsuit with a fake beard. You know what I mean?
It's got to be more common for kids. Let's just call them both 2 years old at this point. Kira and Harrison are both two. At this point in their lives, it's probably more common for a two-year-old to be scared of Santa
right.
than to embrace him.
Yeah, I'm happy right? that she wasn't embracing him because I'd be like, it's a stranger, honey.
I don't have any statistics on this, but yeah. I'm assuming.
Do you want to see the photo?
Sure.
Hold on. It's the classic reaching for. Here it is.
It was outside?
It was outside. Cold.
Might be a COVID thing. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Well,
it was nice, though. It was fine.
Yeah. Oh, she's super cute.
Which, by the way, we got some of those photos. From this place we went to, we used it for our Christmas card, which you'll be receiving any day this week.
I will be receiving. I was going to follow that up with am I going to get a Christmas card?
Yeah.
Did I send you a Christmas card?
You did.
Did my wife send you a Christmas card?
Did my people send that out? Yes, your wife sent a very lovely Christmas card.
That's
I
nice.
Told you, I threw it right away.
I Venmo'd her the postage on that.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
Well, have a Merry Christmas!
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.